Welcome back to the show. We are at the top of the hour, and we're going to jump to our next guest, one of my personal favorite guests who's a regular on the show. All the way from Australia, we have George Kavassalis, who has always come on and just spoke truth from the heart and from experience, which are my favorite guests to have on the show, because that's what it's about having your own experience, sharing it with others, and one by one is how we awaken by sharing that hope and that truth that there is a better way and a new way that is coming right around the corner, and very big changes coming up ahead. So with that, George, welcome to the show. How are you?
Jonah, feeling very good, mate. Glad to be back.
Excellent. I know you have a trip coming up. There's some big alignments coming, the equinox, so we'll definitely get into all of that. But first, tell us a little bit about your trip, what you could be doing yourself on this month trip you're taking.
Yeah, it's some really deep inner work that I need to do, and also just to understand where I need to be for the ending of the cycle. As people are, many listeners will be aware, there'll be some that won't, but my understanding is that the cycle actually ends this coming equinox. And so I've felt into my relationship with my Mother Earth and thought, well, where do I need to be on your body for the ending of the cycle? And for me, I felt I needed to go to a specific place. So I'm heading in that direction. I'm basically following my heart, Jonah, and putting some other things aside and really following my heart, because I feel it's important to be authentic and to be sovereign and to really feel into that relationship with my mother planet and understanding the synchronicity or the harmonics of where one needs to be at a particular time. It incorporates divine timing, and it incorporates understanding junctures in timelines, and when we can actually understand where we need to be at any given moment, because the understanding of where we need to be is not just from an intellectual level. We then take it into the deeper realms of the heart and into relationship and into harmonics, because harmonics is relationship, and harmonics is also sound, which is the building blocks of this universe. So, you know, we're getting into some really deep territory there. And then we can get into some really, you know, once you follow your heart and follow that relationship and follow that resonance, some really amazing things start to happen. So I did that for the solstice. And Cynthia and I ended up going up north into the Flinders Ranges, because that's where we felt Mother Earth wanted us to be. We could feel the pull, the calling to be there in that junction and juncture in time. And we had profound experiences. So if we had not listened to the whispering wind or felt and listened to the subtleties of life that are speaking to us all the time, if we just wanted to continue just to be numbed in the matrix and miss out on these subtleties and the guidance that one gets from these, you know, really beautiful messages that, because, you know, life is talking to us all the time, then, you know, you miss out on these amazing experiences. So there's cycles that you go through, cycles of work, and then cycles of pilgrimage. And this for me is a pilgrimage as well.
And we're going to get into some more stuff from your new book that you had out months back, which you launched, and it was amazing feedback and some stories from people interaction with this. So we're going to get into that. We're going to talk about a few of the chapters tonight, as we have been doing the last few shows. And what's the exact date of the equinox, George, the date, just so the listeners know, and also for myself, because I don't know.
Well, this year it's looking like it's going to be around on the 20th in the morning around, well, it depends where you are on the planet. So I would say look it up, because it will probably be at a different time for different locations on the planet. Where I'm going to be on the planet, it's going to be around 10:30 in the morning on the 20th, rather than the 21st time.
So to everyone out there, listeners, look it up. And George, hold on one second. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Here's some more Destiny Lab. We'll be right back.
My piece is going to change what they think the puzzle is supposed to look like.
Hey, yo, there's something in the air. Can't you feel it? It's like everything is starting to be clear, but you can see it. It's so intriguing to observe reality. What do you believe? Would we ever agree? I see a pattern that's in question, see reflections of the past, repeated patterns, repetitions. A vision cloudy with deception, but we can press into the future, expressing our intentions. We want the truth, not it.
time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Eco-Village features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit StarseedEnergyRadio.com/store.
Hey Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sagil filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're joined by George Kavassalis, and now we're joined by another regular on the show, a very special guest, Dr. Elizabeth Colton, who is joining us on the show live from the Sedona area, and she's going to update us on the Starseed Alliance Conference, which just happened. So, Liz, how are you doing this evening? Thank you for calling.
Great. Well, I'm actually just on the road from Flagstaff back to Sedona. What a beautiful place this is, and what a fabulous program it was yesterday, the conference in Sedona at the library that Starseed Alliance put on.
What an amazing thing that happened at the public library. I think it's historic. They had a live stream. You were there as, taking part in this, talking about diplomacy. So tell us, how was it? How was the people? How was the energy? And, how do people react to having a conference like this at the public library?
There was really, really high energy, and everybody was very, very upbeat. People came from all over, actually. Some people had come from Hong Kong, from Canada, from England. And there were a lot of people there who had organized it, done a beautiful job. And there was just, there was music, there were people talking about, their paths, where they were going, how to get there. I was talking a lot about what I was calling New Earth Diplomacy. And people just were quite together. It was a good, good feeling.
That's so amazing, Liz. Thank you for taking part in that and going out there. And we know how busy you are. You just came from Washington, D.C., and you beat the storm to make it out there. And
now I'm in the middle of snow here.
And you're,
it was worth it. It was very special. And the fact is that there you are with Starseed Radio, Energy Radio, sponsoring it. That was great. The program showed all that. Everybody missed you, though, Jonah.
I know. Dealing with some personal stuff here, as you know, and definitely was there in spirit. And it's the first of many to come, Liz. It was, it was a success in all aspects, and we're going to do lots of these all over the planet very soon. So that's what we're working on. And,
thank you, everybody. Thank you. And there was really good feeling. They're looking forward to more conferences like this.
Excellent. Well, Liz, thank you so much for calling in and taking the time, and we're going to have you back on hopefully the next week or two to get some more world updates on your diplomacy and what you've been covering, and we'll catch up with you on all the world news very soon.
Great. Thanks so much. Take care.
Excellent. Thanks, Liz. And now, George, we'll jump back into your interview. Sorry about that, but just definitely wanted to take the call from Liz there and give us an update on how the conference was yesterday.
Oh, no problems at all. It's an absolute pleasure. And what a fantastic job Liz is doing. Sounds wonderful.
Yes. She's really rocking it right now, and really working with us and a lot of people to really make some big waves out there, as it's time to do so. And as some of our previous guests were on the show tonight, we had the Music Artist, which is sort of a Christian-based hip-hop group, but talking about ETs, talking about the real stuff. We had on the Minister Before You, Spiritual Terrorism, talking about how religion puts people in this fear that he witnessed so many people dying with this fear that they're going to burn in hell because they didn't live a good life, and instinctively knew that that wasn't the right way to have people think and be like that. And you also talk about this in your book, Religion, Who Made Religion, Exposing Religion. So if you could, let's talk about a little bit from the book, excerpts from it, and go into that as we've been doing, as you've been coming on the show, taking different parts from your new book. So let's start off with George. Who made religion? Where did it come from?
Religion originated from a being who needs to feed off the energy of humanity. Religion is not the original form of spirituality that humanity was engaged in or practicing or living by the standards of and the principles of. So there's been a shift in the energetic patterns of the planet in the last few cycles or last few eras or epochs of time. And due to this shift in energy, it facilitated or provided the opportunity for this entity to come here who originally is what we would call one of the gods of the ancient times. And there's this one being who seems to have become really, really good at what it does. And it creates these, and it doesn't just do it here on Earth. This is a common theme with this being and its infrastructure. And it basically, I call it like the habitual nature of a cosmic conqueror. It goes around and approaches planetary systems and planetary populations and even entire star systems and goes about its business in assimilating them into its own domains and its own infrastructure. And it does that by imposing programs of perception into the psyche of the beings, of the races that are in these star systems and into these planetary systems. And so people end up seeing life through the lenses of the dogma and the doctrines and the literature and the cultural philosophies and the spiritual programs and spiritual philosophies of this entity. And there's a whole myriad of different programs that this entity has at its disposal because it already has assimilated untold, you can't count really how many different races are already assimilated into its, what I call the synthetic universe. And I call it the synthetic universe because it's attempted to replicate organic light energy. So we have what I call the synthetic dark and the synthetic light. And the program of God versus the devil is the synthetic light versus the synthetic dark. It's a very interesting concept. It's one that I've discovered for myself through a lot of my experiences and memories as well. And for me, I find it a really, really fascinating model's probably not the right word, because for me it's very much a reality. There's a lot of beings, interdimensional beings, and also extraterrestrial races that come from these paradigms and realms and star systems that are already assimilated into the synthetic universe. And there's a way of being able to understand the difference between the ET groups that come from these different places, this synthetic universe, and ETs that don't come from it, that come from more of the organic universe. So it's what we're being exposed to at the moment. And, you know, spiritual terrorism, I was listening to some of that podcast, just, you know, the last, you know, 40 minutes of it, and I just loved what that gentleman had to say. I really felt it in my heart. I've experienced it myself. I was christened a Greek Orthodox and then went to a Catholic boys' high school and, you know, had to put up with all this sort of imposed dogma. And in my heart was singing out and crying out for, you know, what I felt was true love and true life and the energy of life, or what I call logos, which is the word of God, or the blueprint of life. 'Cause the word of God to me is not literature. It's not words on paper in a book. That's the words of the priestly caste. And when I refer to the priestly caste, it's the priestly caste of the earthly ambassadorial groups to this god of religion. And so it's very controversial, this information that I share, very controversial for some and completely liberating for others, Jonah.
And George, when you talk about the religious aspect, coming from this one entity, this one being, under it obviously are other beings. You have maybe like the reptilians or other darker forces and darker energies. But when you look on a higher level, dimensionally, like fifth and higher, those type of entities cannot exist on those higher dimensional levels of consciousness, correct?
Somewhat correct. Yes, when you look at the model that I present in the fifth and higher, those beings do exist, but not in that form. You see, what we have down in the great arena of the universe, or the universal matrix, as the labels that I give it, are projections from us in the higher domain. So while we have this God entity who seeks to terrorize people's spirituality, and I go further, I say it's molesting our spirituality, and it solicits worship in so many sophisticated ways. That being is with us as a brother and a sister in the higher realms of the universe. It's just down in the great arena, we projected aspects of ourselves and we are role playing for one another. So again, this is where I'm coming from, is not about harboring resentment towards this being. It's about understanding the role it's playing and the service it's actually providing for us. And it's not just reptilian groups that are in and what you conceive as dark forces. The greatest place for darkness is to hide in the light. And it's created the synthetic light, which is not only the synthetic dark, but the synthetic light. So we have a lot of beings, interdimensional beings. It's got its own spiritual hierarchies of angels and what we call ascended masters and what have you. And it's important for people not to be naive and understand that this is a very, very clever entity and has been doing this for a very, very, very long period of time, eons and epochs and eras of time in the universe, and it's very good at what it does. And we basically wanted the best, so we got the best, and we contracted this being to come here and give it its fair shot, give it everything it has.
And at the end of the day, George, if the universe is constructed on light, then at the end of the day, George, everything eventually goes back to light.
Exactly. It does. Organic.
Hold on right there, George. We got to take a quick commercial break, and we'll talk more about religion when we get back. Here's some more Destiny Lab. We'll be right back.
Spend the clues, discover hidden links to uncover the truth. Fit it together and collect it, and use the internet to network with like minds connected. It's most effective when we
show respect. And when the evidence leads us, it's our direction. We follow patterns.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Show, we're joined by George Kavaslis all the way from Australia. His website is r-journey-home.com. And we're talking a little bit about some his different excerpts from his book, different chapters of his book that he just came out with last year. And one of the things, the topics for the show today just happens to be religion from the different guests we had on, the music, music artists. So I'd like to jump in a little bit, George, about the hidden knowledge you talk about in one of your chapters and the true sacrifice of the Christ. Give us a little download on that.
Yeah, that's a big one, isn't it? You know, it's again controversial for many people. I do not aspire to the name Jesus as to be the Christ, and that is a huge statement. And that'll be right. So his only into the Antichrist will be a lot of the programmed responses that people will automatically have in their minds listening to that statement. But the question I pose to the listeners is this. It was the priestly caste that crucified the Christ. And it is the priestly caste that has given you this book called the Bible, and it is the priestly caste that has given you the name Jesus. So why is it the priestly caste that has billions of people all around the world worshipping this version of the Christ? You know, if you stop, take a step back and just have a look at it. And really have a look at it objectively. You know, you've got to let go of this mental program and infrastructure that we have. I had it. I've had to work through it. And when you approach this from a very realistic perspective in life, you know, you come to see things. You do get the eyes to see and the ears to hear. So as confronting as this may sound for some people, the the more people will think it absurd will be the ones that have invested themselves more into that belief system, into the belief system of the priestly caste and their God, the God of the priestly caste. Because from my own personal experience, that is not the creator of the universe. And from my own personal experience, I've got to see where that being actually resides. So when it comes to the true sacrifice of the Christ, for me, the sacrifice of the Christ was far, far greater than what we've been led to believe. Far greater. Much greater. And there's, for me, the Christ in the feminine is an even greater sacrifice than the Christ in the masculine. Because Christ consciousness is neither man nor woman. It is genderless. And it expresses itself here in many forms. So for me, the understanding of the true sacrifice of the Christ has to do with it taking a step back from its own twin flame, from its other half of its own self, its own aspect of self, being the Christ and the feminine. And one of the expressions of the Christ and the feminine is this planet that we call Mother Earth. And this is no paganistic sort of religion. In fact, Christian religion is incredibly paganistic when you look at the rituals. So like the one coming up called Easter, for example, because I'm just putting things into perspective here. If you look at Easter is on the first Sunday after the first full moon after the equinox. So if that's not paganistic, I don't know what is. And of course, we know that Christmas has to do with the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere. So if we were to continue that celebration, we would be celebrating Christmas here on June the 25th is our Christmas. And you've got your Christmas on December the 25th because it's winter solstice. So the true sacrifice of the Christ has to do with the, as far as I'm concerned, the Christ and the masculine, an expression of that consciousness is what we call our Son. And the Son of God to me is not just a being who is the Son, S-O-N, but is also the Son, S-U-N, the light of the world, literally the light of the world as well as metaphorically. And because we also have this Christ energy inside each and every one of us. And when we stop worshipping deities outside of us, giving our power over to these deities that solicit worship, these deities that have been created by others for the purposes of soliciting worship, then we can actually understand the immediate structure of life around us. We can begin to remember that, hang on, I've chosen to incarnate on this planet. So who is this planet? You know, most people don't even know who they're incarnated upon. Who's the consciousness of this planet? Who is this woman? And then we can remember who is the Son, because we've chosen to incarnate not only on a planetary being, but also into a star being. So who's the Son? Who is that being? And once we start thinking in those terms, then a whole new paradigm of awareness opens up. And we realize that when the Son was crucified, willingly crucified as well, because he did give himself over to be crucified by the priestly caste, because he was exposing their religion for what it was. And like so many of us are here doing again now, you know, we draw inspiration from what this man did 2,000 years ago. And we understand that, well, I do, and I know many others do because of the feedback we get. They know this in their hearts, that he took a step back and allowed his beloved twin flame, Mother Earth, to be molested further by the god of the priestly caste. And not only that, but to be molested by the spiritual molestation by the god of religions. So the true sacrifice of the Christ wasn't just someone being tortured and killed, because prior to him being whipped and tortured and killed, I mean, there was plenty of people that experienced that, and since, there's been plenty of people that experienced that. So what, you got to ask the question, what made his sacrifice, his death, more important than anyone else's? Because it was no more intense.
Sure, we're unfortunately out of time. Absolutely, what point, we're unfortunately out of time, but as always, thank you for coming on. And check out your book. Your website is our journey.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone, and I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know. Today, they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. And just to give out George's website again, because we got cut off, it is ourjourneyhome.com.au. For Australia, again, George, thank you for coming on, speaking your truth, and putting out the information you feel is correct to the right people. As you always say, people should check this stuff out, do your own research, be open to it, see what resonates with you as truth, have your own experience, and then share it with another. One by one is how we awaken. With that, we're going to jump to our final and last guest. We have several of them live from Sedona, where they just had the historic Starseed Alliance Conference at the Public Library in Sedona yesterday, where Dr. Elizabeth Colton was at, and she called in and told us how it was. So now we're joined by a few people, Susan, we have Randall, Ryan, and a few others who are there to talk about how it was, their experience, and about the future, about what else will be done to spread awareness. So with that, Susan and everyone else, thanks for coming on the show. How are you?
Hi, we're doing great. We're all sitting here, so we're all excited, and we had a great time at the conference, and so we're having a great time tonight too.
Excellent. So let's go around the room. Who's there? Give your name and a little bio, who you are, and how you took part in the conference.
Okay. We have some attendees as well as some of the presenters and the musicians. So I think we probably have 10 people here, maybe 12, something like that. So I'm going to pass the phone around and let them go to whoever they want to go to.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm James. I'm just an attendee, and a lot of synchronicity brought me here. And, you know, like a, it's like divine intervention. A lot of synchronicity with numbers that happened. And major life changes. So glad to see you all.
Excellent. Thanks for attending, James.
Hey, I'm David Ivey, and I allow the comprehensions of what nature is attempting to speak to us through her own natural phenomenon, such as earthquakes and volcanic eruptions. And what I did is I allowed the information of what the astronomical, astrological grid was proclaiming forth for that day. And explained the premise of what we have necessity for as far as aligning ourselves to the ascension process through the dark thirst into the light, basically balancing out the light and dark as one to become vortexes of ourselves in the infinite cycle of the hierarchy of everything.
Beautiful.
Oh, sorry. I'm Paul Lindsley from Portland, Oregon. I'm a singer, songwriter, poet, and healer, and this is my first time involved in this. And I met a lot of great people, and it's been a very rewarding.
Excellent. Great. Thanks for coming, Paul.
Hi, my name is Ryan DeRowan, and I'm a multidimensional being in a popsicle suit, experiencing
grief
in a very physical way. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Your listeners are amazing. Much more amazing things to come.
Excellent. Thank you, Star Brother Ryan.
Hey, Jonah, it's Stans with Bear. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Stans with Bear. Awesome. Good to hear from you.
You too. Just want to tell you it was an amazing event. We definitely brought it. So did Elizabeth. We're so glad she made it. I know that she went through hell and back to get there. We'll have to have maybe even a next time show we could talk about the crazy anomalies that happened to make this happen to begin with, because there was a whole lot of stuff pulling against it not happening, and, you know, we full-on brought it, you know. I mean, all of us collectively, we put our energies together, and some amazing people came here. We have one beautiful young gal from Hong Kong, all the way from Hong Kong that came here. And so this has been a global situation, so we're pretty excited about it.
Excellent. Good work.
All right.
Do you want to go?
Okay. Hi, my name is Carlos Washington, and I'm from Las Vegas. And I like to say is I can feel the love and the truth.
Excellent. All the way from Vegas.
Hi, this is Michael from Element 115, the world's only rock show with an alien drummer. And we got a great opportunity to entertain and listen and learn and experience a diverse collection of frequencies from a diverse collection of people. And although there were some side effects from the massive cording of all of these frequencies interacting at once, you know, what happens when you take two frequencies and put them together, you get a beat frequency. So you get three where there was two. Imagine if you had 10 speakers who are all very strong vibrational beings, and the same 10 people and more are very sensitive. So they tend to ring, beyond the actual stroke of the instrument. And so there were some people who were feeling really under the weather today, because there was such a strong, presentation. It was really beneficial for everyone there, and I'm really glad to be a part of the planting of this seed for a future worldwide transmission.
Absolutely.
I can't really add to that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that's about everybody that wanted to speak. We also want to tell, you know, just your listeners out there that if they are interested, we are going to be producing a DVD of some kind, and they can get on our mailing list and be updated about that, because, you know, they're not going to want to miss. The content was just phenomenal. I mean, really, all the musicians, all the, you know, speakers and presenters and the content and the visuals and everything just came together perfectly, and I know that a lot of people are going to want to see this, so that's how they can get a hold of it if they'd like to.
Excellent. And tell us about some of the content. Like, tell us about the topics that were discussed and, you know, some of the content people can expect to see in the DVD.
Well, we've got, you know, David Ivey came in with astronomical and astrological aspects of for the day, so that was his perspective on the day. Ryan DeRoan came in with ascension techniques. We've got Danzlet Bear, who is the power of you and the true ascension process. Krista and Ra, which unfortunately couldn't be here tonight, but they had their talk. Krista actually channeled from the Orion Council, so that's going to be really, really great for people to watch. And Ra also spoke on from the Arcturian Council perspective as well. Thunderbeat also spoke as well on transformation into light beings. And we had our wonderful musicians, Three Trees, came and performed amazing with some incredible, I mean, it's just amazing. Some of the musical instruments that he brought out are look like they're from the space age. I mean, it was really great. And Element 115 obviously has an alien drummer, so the visual on that was just unheard of. So I think that's pretty much everything. Did I get everybody in there? But that's pretty much the content. So, yeah, and they can go on our website and sign up for that or email us or let us know.
Excellent. And if you could, talk about, Susan, the importance, why it was so important to have a conference like this. What was the intent behind you and Stanzeth Bear and everyone else putting this together and making it happen?
Well, one of the things that Stanzeth Bear and I had talked about was to try to create some kind of platform for people to get out there and spread their message about, you know, starseed and ascension and all these different things, but mainly to bring together the families, the starseed families, and start planting the seeds. Because a lot of the families that are starseeds feel very alone and, you know, wanting to kind of connect everybody and make them feel like they're, you know, connected family. And it's really important right now because we need that more than ever, the connection. And so Randall and I kind of blended our ideas. I always call it like, it was kind of like the peanut butter and the jelly or, you know, chocolate and the peanut butter coming together with the idea, you know, Reese's Pieces together. So it was really a joined effort. We felt like it was very important at this time to bring that forward.
You know, and also, Jonah, you know, it's time has been coming for a long time, you know, for centuries, aeons of time, we've been silent, just kind of working in the shadows, doing what we need to do. But now, after first 2012, you know, as my brother Ryan would say, game on. That's why we're here. We came here to bring it. We didn't come here to be quiet. We didn't come here to keep up with the Joneses. We didn't come here to follow status quo. We came here to change what's not working, and we're very adamant about that. So, you know, basically, our job and what we're doing now is we're going to shake the damn tree until everything else falls off, and that only that remains is what's supposed to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. That's what we're doing, absolutely. And it's definitely time, as Ryan said, it's game on. And you could see the proof in what's happening and the awakening that's happening all over the planet. And it's definitely, I feel, the upper hand is on our side. You look at people like everyone there, myself, so many people that are out there speaking truth. 50, you know, even 50 years ago or 100 years ago, we would be burned at the stake for talking like this. Are you kidding me? Like, these are epic, historic times right now, and you could see it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, more than once.
Telepathy is firing off over here.
Yeah.
The main thing that we felt and that we wanted to share was that the unity of all families, the unity of our brothers and sisters and of all tribes on this planet, for the information has been kept from us, you know, of the true sources of where we come from and what we're really about, rather than the density and the friction we have to put up with, you know, existing in this place at times. But as we get stronger and as our knowingness comes back, that love that we have for one another will also be rekindled as we reunite once again. And we do this not just for this generation, but for all generations to come. Me being an indigo, you know, I'm pushing really, really hard for the new generation, the crystals. You know, I'm an indigo all the way with my brother Randall and all my brothers here. And yes, and Jonah, of course, indigo brother,
Rainbow Warrior. And I just would like for the future for these Crystal kids to have an easier time than we did growing up. And I'm sure you can reflect upon that, you know, yourself, Jonah.
Absolutely. That's one of the main reasons why I started with this show, was to give the children a voice. And I've had 7-year-olds on and 9-year-olds, and I continue to set up shows like that, and it's very important. They're coming from a Christ consciousness perspective. They're speaking pure truth. And really what this show's about on a higher level, when it gets bigger than George Norrie and the other shows out there, is to quiet the airways for the children. And that's really what I'm doing. It's not about me or this show or any of us. It's about getting them on the airwaves. And that's part of my mission and what I'm doing. So, and all of us, really, in all different facets, that's what we do. You do the light team, and, you know, Randall does his music, and Susan does her graphics, and all that's activating. All of that is bringing that consciousness to the planet, and all of us are leaders in our own ways, and you know, that's what we're striving for. So conferences like this are so important to happen, and so important for people to realize, and to happen at a public library is really what's up. It just shows you that the times are changing for a conference like this to happen at a public library. That in itself to me has been epic.
And I also really want to add to that I can't believe I forgot to talk about Elizabeth Colton. Of course, she spoke at our event. And I have to say, Elizabeth, we if she's listening, we're so, so honored to have you, you know, speak there. She just was phenomenal. And bringing, you know, we're talking all, you know, this galactic kind of starseed too, but she's really bringing, like, you know, the 3D world to this, and she's going to be doing some amazing with this knowledge and taking it into the world. So that's groundbreaking in itself, just that one thing. And her talk was really, really phenomenal and worth seeing for people out there, because she was just incredible. She's an incredible woman, but just the work she's going to be doing is really going to be life-changing for a lot of people.
Absolutely, absolutely, and it's all at the right time, and for people like her to be at a conference like that, and people like her meeting with her background, working in the U.S. State Department, working in top, you know, newspapers, and her bio is just stellar of her accomplishments and winning Grammys, and to have her part of this and her awakening in her own ways to what's really been going on is quite amazing, and just shows you times are changing again. That a U.S. ambassador is taking her role, her mission, to take the star seeds and the indigos to the powers that will listen, because there are people out there, the powers that be on this planet here to help us, that are just waiting for us to ask for their help. So they're there, and we all know they're there watching over us and guiding us, and it's amazing times we live in, and it's exciting, and the trials and tribulations are just experience, and at the end of the day, you know, we're here just to work together and be together, and that's the most important part for people to remember. So thank you all for doing the work you're doing, and individually, I'm sure we'll have you all on the show soon again.
Oh, I wanted to say that we would also appreciate you very much for the service that you provide, brother, and to always know that connecting beings and connecting things together and connecting all of us is what this planet truly needs. And I really appreciate you for facilitating that for us.
Yeah, we love you, Jonah, man.
Thank you.
You know, you say we're bringing it. You're bringing it too, bro. And as we told our audience last night, they think they came to honor us. And the truth and reality, we came to honor them. And every show that we do, that's exactly what we're doing. The people that come into to the next conference, and believe me, this is not the last one. We're here to honor you, you know, not for them to come honor us. So that's important that you know that. And thank you for bringing it and having your show.
Absolutely, aho. And thank you all, and I honor all of you, as I say to many others when I first come into contact, or anyone who's been holding light for more than 2.5 years, the time that I've been awake, and I always thank them and honor them for holding the light and paving the way for the indigos and the new waves for us to come in and do this work. So thank you all for doing that as well. And with that, we're out of time, but we'll have you all back on the show, I'm sure, soon individually, and look forward to getting involved again with the Starseed Alliance Conference. The next one, who knows where it will be, L.A., New York, Miami, but it will be, it'll be somewhere soon. That's it. Well, you all have a good night. We'll talk to you all soon.
All right. Thanks, Jonah. All right. Bye-bye.
And here's some more Destiny Lab. We'll be right back with a wrap-up.
Weather balloons, angels from heaven, a dimensional invasion. Now could it be true the Bible's part of the equation? Open our eyes to all the possibilities so we don't get burned by fakes and facsimiles. Common themes are a part of the key, so don't be deceived like Adam and Eve. Bring us your clues, there's no need to be troubled. Everybody's got a different piece of the puzzle. Let's examine every part of the mixture and try to understand the whole entire picture. Bring us your clues, there's no need to be troubled. Everybody's got a different piece of the puzzle.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Stellar show, stellar guests, and stellar people, and I'm truly blessed to have such amazing people in my life. It's awesome. I love the work we're doing. Shout out to everyone out there, listeners, support, multidimensional beings, whoever's listening out there. Thank you for the support of all the work all of us collectively are doing together. It's amazing. Starseed Alliance Conference happening at the Public Library. It blows my mind. It's awesome. With that, we're going to talk about some of the upcoming guests that we have. We have a awesome, awesome lineup. Next week, joining us, we have actually a couple people that have been on the show before, a couple also friends of mine, and some returning guests that are going to bring some new information and also talk about some maybe, like George says, some controversial topics. But as always, that's what we talk about here on Star Synergy Radio, is we bring lots of information to try to have you yourself figure out what is truth for you, what resonates with you, and look for this information yourself, because we always want you to check it out. Talking about that was going to be Diana Gazes. She is thelightteam.com. She talks to the angelic and higher dimensional light realms. She's worked for CBS, has a huge corporate background, but has now been awakened and is a total channel for the light. She has an amazing story. I met Diana at the 12 till 12 event in Miami. I cannot wait to have her on again. We also have on that show Peter Sterling coming on that show, who is a world famous harpist. He's going to be at the Cosmic Reunion that is happening in Irvine, California, the Temple of Light, which is going to be an amazing event for the people who do not know about it. You've got to check out Portal to Ascension, portaltoascension.org, and that's the Cosmic Reunion 4 Density Conference happening March 30th and 31st at the Temple of Light in Irvine, California. And that is going to be an epic, epic event. There's going to be Peter Sterling, Cindy Crawford, Laura Eisenhower, Dr. Dream, a stellar lineup. So check that out. Get some tickets. And also, if you can't make it, they have a live stream as well. Okay, with that, so we have Peter Sterling and Diana Gazes coming on next week. The next guest we have after that is Dr. Kent Mezplay coming back on the 23rd. Presidential candidate for the Green Party. We also have Jop Van Eaton, Jop, coming back on the show. He was on the show on the Crystal Skulls Return to Atlantis cruise that we did over the after the 12-12-12 break, went to Cozumel, Mexico. That was an amazing broadcast. I think we had 13 guests on. I was on a Royal Caribbean cruise ship and did a live broadcast out at sea over the city of Atlantis. What? Crazy. I love it. We also have Barbara Schiffman coming on the show, Your Life and Soul. .com is her website. She's been on hundreds and hundreds of talk shows all over the world. She's going to be a very amazing guest to have. We have Julian Reyes come back on, Leslie Remington, and many others. So check out StarCNGRadio.com for the latest news and updates, as well as upcoming guests. We just updated the website today. Always got some fun pictures. Check the events page. Check the videos page. Always good information. Follow me on Twitter because I'm always putting up stuff, sometimes a few articles a day, with breaking news and the stuff you don't hear about in mainstream news. Check out naturalnews.com, alienshift.com, whatreallyhappened.com. Those are some good sites. Infowars.com to check out for some alternative news. Stay connected, stay updated, and an amazing show. We're going to end with some more Destiny Lab. A shout out to them, and we'll see you all, be with you all next week. Enjoy.
Everybody's got a different piece of the puzzle. Let's examine every part of the mixture and try to understand the whole entire picture. Bring us to clues, there's no need to be troubled. Everybody's got a different piece of the puzzle. Let's examine every part of the mixture and try to understand the whole entire picture. We're scientific with analysis. Let's investigate these things. Forget about the politics. We want disclosure if that's what you got. We're trying to separate the actual facts from what's not. Open your minds for a moment. And walk the narrow path to find that your eyes will be open. We can see the world in a whole new light. Read between the lines and you'll see that I'm right. What really happened in 1947? Aliens, weather balloons, angels from heaven. A-dimensional invasion. Now could it be true the Bible's part of the equation? Open our eyes to all the possibilities.